to the sugyas on Daf Kuf Ches and learn them up well. And either way, it'll be confusing, but that's the only hope. I would recommend starting by Wednesday. Either way, we'll do pay test and Tzadi today, Be'ezus Hashem, Tzadi Aleph on Wednesday. Just the first couple of Se'ifim. Most of the ASIC there is trying to figure out the Ramah Shita, which is not an easy task. And most of Tzadi Aleph, we already did already, when we did Kuf Hei. So you'll be able to relatively quickly go on to Tzadi Beis. Okay, so now at the end of Hei Tess, so there was a sparsely attended Chabura before Pesach, which you might have missed, in which case you might or might not want to listen to it, but that's that. So we're going to start from Simen Pei Tes Sif Dalet. So the Shulchan Aruch says that if you have leftover bread from a milcha gemil, you shouldn't eat them with a fleisha gemil, because there might be some basar stuck onto those bread, and likewise the reverse. The source for this is a Yerushalmi, and if you look also at Tzadi Aleph Sif Gimel, we're not going to do that, but there it says a similar point. You have to be nizhar, it says sarch lizar, shal yiga basar v'lachem. You have to make sure that meat or cheese doesn't touch bread. And obviously, you could say, well, what's the logic there? If you're not allowed to eat it at the milcha gemil, so what do you have to worry about the bread touching the meat? He means to say, in a case where the gzeira isn't shayach, so then you have to be very careful to not let meat touch your bread or the like. Now, what bread is this talking about? So Ramosha is a tshuva and chelak aleph simen lamed ches. I saw Rabbi sent out the notes. I hadn't actually meant to send those out, but I don't really object. No, you asked for them, so sending them to you. It's okay. I'm not. I don't object. But obviously, right. You should understand that they're not edited or anything like that. But if you do happen to look at them, let me know all the mistakes that you discover. So anyway, Rav Moshe's a tshuva, in which he points out that this presumably applies to the pieces, but not necessarily the loaf. So very halachah l'maaseh shaila is, let's say on Shabbos I have a challah, and I cut up half of it. Half of it I put on the tray for everybody to take, and the other half I leave on the challah board. So I think there'd be no reason, based off of Moshe, to be machmir and treat the half of challah on the challah board as fleishiks, because I might have touched that when I cut it originally, but at that point my hands were still clean, and that wasn't the part of the bread that was passed around or the like, and therefore I think it would be mutter. You would be able to have, turn that, the rest of the challah that was not cut or passed around or anything like that into French toast and the like. Very important question relating to this halacha is whether or not this halacha is limited to bread or applies to other things. When I was growing up, my mother always used to say, make sure not to let the salads get fleishiks. Meaning to say, what would she want to do? You'd have salad at the fleishig's meal. She wanted to use the same salad at a milchig's meal. So what she was saying is that when you serve the salad, make sure not to, allow the serving spoon to touch your meat, because then you would make the salad fleishig's, and you don't want that. You want to be able to serve this salad at the milchig's meal. Now, even if, I think everybody would agree, you don't have to wait 6 hours, else this concern. We already saw that we paskin like the shach, that a little bit of shamnunis, that you don't really want to be there anyways, okay. Certainly wouldn't have to wait. But the question is my mother's mahalich a good mahalich or not? My mother's mahalich is to keep everything parv as you can. Never let anything become fleishiks unless it's actually meat. So is that okay? Or would we say no, that just like for the bread, we're machmir, right? So too, it would apply for all things. So in terms of the Makor, the Yerushalmi, only mentions bread. But if you look at the Hagos Ashri, which is cited in the Beis Yosef as well, he writes Mitzvah min hamuvchar, hecha de'achol gvina, v'rotza lechol basar, tzarech lahavir me'al ha'shulchan, halachem, v'chol ma'achal she'alu im ha'gvina al ha'shulchan. So at the very least, the Hagosa Shri says, mitzvah min hamuvchar, to get rid of everything. Right? Everything. And the Aruch HaShulchan cites this, basically, this exact lashon in Sif Tes Vav, Simin Pei Tes. Sounds like mitzvah min hamuvchar not to take my mother's advice. But,
do what?
Meaning to say, if you have a salad at the Fleishik's table, when you're eating meat, to assume to treat the salad as Fleishik's. Meaning to say, again, not that it will make you Fleishik's, but not to serve that very same salad at a milchik's meal. But at the same time, it's not Medina de Gemara. He says it's mitzvah min hamuvchar, in which case you could argue that if you're careful about it, then it shouldn't be a problem. What my mother does is totally okay. So if you have kids around, so it's pashut, you have to be machmir. Because kids are not going to be zahir to, you know, not allow the salad to touch the meat. But if you have adults around, adults, can you assume that adults are careful? So I asked, I saw Rabbi Forst says the following on page 213. Poskim advise not to eat any food remaining from a meat meal like salads with a dairy meal. And he quotes the Aruch HaShulchan. In other words, he said, Poskim advise is begeder mitzvah min hamuvchar. That's a lashon of the Aruch HaShulchan, is mitzvah min hamuvchar. And he's saying that's Begeder Poskim advise. Why? He says, often spoon used to serve the salad touches the meat and subsequently is replaced into the salad. So I asked Rabbi Willig, because, again, you could argue that it's mitzvah min hamuvchar if there's a chashash, but if people are careful about it, then okay. So he said, it's a metziah shaila. You can't ask me a metziah shaila. You have to be mevar what the metziah is. So I'm not sure exactly how to be mevar what the metzias is, but this is a very common shaila. I think he said he thinks that his wife is probably Mako, but it didn't seem like he was sure about that. So, but I think the answer basically is that if you feel confident that it's okay, let's just say it's a meal, you and your wife, just two of you. And you're careful. You know you're careful not to allow the salad spoon to touch the meat. So then, I think it's totally okay to be mako. Yeah. But again, machmir tavalav bracha. This is mitzvah min hamuvchar.
Would there be any suggestion of mitzvah min hamuvchar? Let's say you put the salads out first.
Like salad
everybody
plates.
Takes. You take it away.
No, that's pashut smutter. Right, okay. There's nothing to talk about.
What about like the classic case where people like bring out salads with like fish? They eat like salad plates and then they just leave them on the table in case anyone wants to bite theirs. So it's already like less.
Oh, you're worried about fish with meat?
No. I'm
oh, you're saying there's...
course.
Like, you're like saying maybe nobody took.
Course. So it's already like
that's definitely a metziah shaila. You know, do people keep on taking or not?
I think probably, yeah.
If they do, so then it's the same shaila.
Using a different plate.
No. But on the main course, you have your chalent on your plate and you're taking more salad. Right? So you're assuming, like, why would anybody take salad if they have meat? So the only reason why, you know, you have the salad courses is to try to trick people into taking salad. But assuming that that some people might, for some reason, take, you know, if lemaisa people continue to take. So it's the same shaila. So basically, I think halach lemaisa, use your discretion. And if you don't know, so it's a mitzvah min hamuvchar to be machmir.
Bread also?
What? No. Bread, we're machmir, that's mikra adin. Because that's already a din of the Gemara. Gosa Shri puts them both together. But right. but others quote the Yerushalmi as halacha. So therefore, for bread, I think we're machmir adin. As long as, if it's the bread that's served. Again, not the loaf, as Rav Moshe points out.
Is there a spara? Like,
why bread is worse?
Yeah.
So, the answer... Yeah, I think that's the answer. Meaning to say that...
That if there was something else they touched with your hands, we would be not touched more?
Well, again, it's not clear whether the Yerushalmi is advice or a din. But with respect to bread, it's paskind as in the Shulchan Aruch as a din. So that's why I don't think there's room for leniency in terms of the pieces of bread. Masha'en Kain, when it comes to the other things, it's not Paskin in the Yerushalmi. Sorry, it's not Paskin in the Shulchan Aruch. It's Agos HaShri. It's not Paskin that way. So that's Pegader. HaMachmir Tavlov Racha, right? It's not Paskin, even as the Agos HaShri, even the Aruch HaShulchan, they don't Paskin it as a din. They Paskin it as not a machmir tavlov bracha, is a mitzvah min hamufchar. So nobody's saying that this is a chiyuv. Okay, the next topic that comes up over here is tablecloth. So the Beis Yosef quotes from the Tshuvas Miyuchasos LeRamban that it's aser to eat cheese on the same tablecloth that you ate meat on, and it's not because the blios in a tablecloth, it's cold, we're not worried about that. It's because there's dirt, there's residue, whatever it is, there's mamashas that's left on the tablecloth. And this is paskind also in the Shulchan Aruch. The Bishchei Tshuva quotes the Radvaz, in which the Shoal asked, he never saw anyone have separate tablecloths. And the Radvaz says, yeah, that's because we use plates. Meaning, say, sometime between the Ramban and the Radvaz, they started using plates. So the Ramban seems to be talking about a case where they were eating off the tablecloth. Obviously, in that case, you're going to have much more of an issue. But the Radvaz says, nevertheless, the minhag is to at least flip the tablecloth, la'afoch ha'samapa, even though we use plates. In other words, even though l'chora, if you eat off plates, you shouldn't even have to flip the tablecloth. And it's not so clear why flipping the tablecloth is even any different than replacing the tablecloth, except that maybe it's more effective if there are holes in the tablecloth or whatever. But it sounds like he's saying that one should follow the minhag, even when you use plates, of at least flipping the tablecloth. And that might be because even though we do use plates, I think that lots of times food falls off the plates, and most people don't like throw off the food immediately. If it falls off your plate, you're still likely to eat it. So therefore, the minhag is to be machmir, even though we use plates, to either flip the tablecloth, or for us, I think we just have different tablecloths, and that's the minhag. That's what we're machmir for. The Magen Avraham points out that if you launder your tablecloth, if you wash it, it's totally okay. And when it comes to a plastic tablecloth, if you wipe it down, it's okay as well. Like we said, because we're not worried about blios. So I remember in Chevron, they used to flip the tables, mamish, like the minhag of the Radvaz. But they were plastic, so technically speaking, I don't even think you'd need to do that. If you wanted to clean it well, that would be good enough.
Isn't it cleared off the plastic?
They would flip the tables. The tables would be flippable. They would take off the tabletop and flip it from Milchix to Fleishix.
Huh. Even though there was plastic on top?
No, there wasn't plastic.
Oh, there wasn't.
Even though I said, I think Mikra Adin, since it was a plastic tablecloth and they cleaned it, it would be okay. In other words, the minhag, if you actually clean the table, let's say you don't have a tablecloth, right? And you just clean the table, that should be good enough. Right, that should be equivalent to washing it, laundering it. Okay. The next thing talked about in this sif is fleishig knives. So the Shulchan Aruch says that you shouldn't cut cheese or even bread with a fleishig knife if you're going to eat that bread with milchix. And the Rama writes, therefore, the minhag is to have two sets of knives, a fleishig knife and a milchix knife. Now the Rama then says that ne'itza works if it's a fleishig knife. The makor for ne'itza is a gemara at the end of Avodah Zarah. It's actually a very colorful gemara if you look it up, very humorous gemara. But the gemara basically there says that if you have a non-kosher knife, meaning to say a knife that was used by Goyim, and it has no gumos, so then if you do ne'itza bekarka eser pa'amim, and it has to be hard dirt, meaning to say karka that was not plowed or soft. So then it works, at least to cut sonein, right? So if you're at a guy's house and you want to use their knife for cold, so you go out to their backyard. This was when I was a little kid, and my grandmother gave me this job. This was my favorite job, to go start stabbing the dirt 10 times, and the like. So that's the halacha. Now, what does ne'itza accomplish? So this is a machlokas rishonim over here. According to Tosfos in Chulin, Daf Ches on the base, ne'itza is effective insofar as it cleans the knife from any shamnunis that will be on it. We already mentioned before that many rishonim assume that knives tend to be more dirty than regular kalim. It may be the case that regular kalim are presumed to be clean under normal circumstances, but knives are not. There's shamnunis on them. So in order to clean the knife from this shamnunis, so you need to do ne'itza. Meaning to say, the way Tosa says it is, stam kinuach b'matlis doesn't work. If you just take your towel and rub the knife off, because the shamnunis will remain, some residue will remain on the knife, and that's why you have to do, you have to stab the ground. Tosos there notes, though, that that's only when the shimush of the knife for Isser is constant, like the case in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, where this was a knife belonging to a guy, right, Shvur Malka. But if it was a one-time use, then kinuach v'hadacha works. Meaning to say, let's say I had a milchik knife, and once, by accident, I used it to cut some cold meat. So then Tosos actually says you could just do kinuach v'hadacha. But if we're talking about a knife that was constantly used for Isser, that's when you need to stab the ground. That's when you need an itza. However, so according to Tosis, it's very simple, no big chidushim here. Nitza isn't anything magical. Nitza is basically just an abrasive cleaning to get rid of shamnunis. No surprising rules. Just a mitzvah point. However, there are some rishonim that imply that ne'itza works with respect to blios that are balua and nesakin. For example, the Beis Yosef over here quotes from the Orchos Chaim, who says in the name of the Rash, that it's mutter to you to cut bread with a fleishig knife and then use that bread to have cheese on it because of not barnat. What he seems to be saying is, as the Taz explains, that there are blios of fleishiks in this knife, but it's a tam shel hatter, and therefore, if you go ahead and use this fleishik knife, presumably this clean fleishik knife, to cut cheese, that's going to be a problem. But if you use it to cut bread, so then we would apply the principle of not barnat, right? The bread will be not barnat, and you could use that bread to eat with cheese. You can't cut the cheese, but you could use the bread to eat with the cheese. Now, and it's just like Dagam Sha'alu Bekara, where we say it's Mutter L'Ochlam Bekutach. Oh. But when do you need to do Ne'itza? So that's what he says. If you want to use this knife to cut cheese, then you need to do Ne'itza. If you want to just use the knife to cut bread, you don't need to. Sounds like he's saying that Docha de Sakina somehow... Well, let's say like this. The classic case of Not Barnat is talking about Blios. Meaning to say, again, in that case, you go ahead and you put the fish on a fleishig plate, a clean fleishig plate, and we say, well, the plate is tam rishon, the fish are tam sheni, it's mutter to eat the fish with kutach. We're talking about blios, right? So too, over here, it sounds like we're talking about a knife that's clean of mamashas, but has blios. And you go ahead and you can use it to cut bread, but not the cheese. Now, if that is what he's saying, so then it seems like he's saying that there is a concern of blios, even bitzonein. And that's what the Taz says. The Taz says, you see, that the Rash is holding that we are concerned for docha de sakina without davar charif. And that's why the Taz says, well, we actually aren't concerned about that. We paskin that there's only docha de sakina in conjunction with davar charif. Meaning to say, we assume, like we've talked about before, if you cut an onion with a clean fleishig knife, the onion becomes fleishigs. Not that you're worried about blios, even though it's tzonein, because when you have a combination of dolcha de sakina plus davar charif, there's a transfer of blios. The Orchos Chaim seems to say if you just have dolcha de sakina, even without blios, there's a transfer. Dolcha de sakina we've seen in other contexts. Even without charif. Thank you. We've talked about dolcha de sakina when we did kofei and shitas harashba in terms of his rayas from Kli Sheni, from Beis HaShchita, and how to be dolcha those rayas and the like. That seems to be what, I think that's, it's not clear, but that's the simplest reading of the Rash. And then what it's saying is that that Ni'itza, how does Ni'itza work then? Well, the Ni'itza causes these blios to come out, like kashering the knife. In other words, since these are only blios bitzonein, so when you do the Ni'itza, the blios come out, and then after you've done the Ni'itza, you could use the knife for cheese. But if you haven't done the Ni'itza, then you could use the knife for bread, alts not bar not, but now with cheese. Yes?
You still would say that you could use the knife for something hot, right? I mean, it's not going to get rid of all the blios.
Oh, no, no, no. No, that you need hagala if you want right. to use the knife.
Whatever would come out, all you did with the zakina is gone.
Right. It's, you know, kein kibolo kach polto.
Right.
Something like that, like along those lines.
Is bread specific because it absorbs more? Or
no. If it was a potato, I think it would be the same thing. Unless you said there's pashtas. Okay. So, fine. Now, the Taz then says, lahalacha, we don't paskin like the Rash, because we hold that there's docha de sakina is not maflet without charif. Right? And therefore, assuming everything is cold, there's nothing to worry about. And therefore, he writes, in terms of cutting bread with a fleishig knife to eat the bread with cheese, you don't need to come on to not bar not, and it's enough, bikinua chasakin, right? Just clean the knife, and that's good enough. Now, why doesn't kinuach work for cheese? So, it would seem then that if you learn like the Taz, it should be mutter to also use that knife for cheese, right? Because why not? Since he's saying we don't hold of any, we assume that the knife's clean, right? In which case, because there's no, and you don't have to come onto that or not by not. So then why can't you even use the knife for cheese? But the Taz says, you can't use the knife for cheese. In other words, we paskin like the Orchos Chaim, like the Rash, but we don't need his reason for the leniency for bread, but we still paskin like him. So it's not at all clear why this is. But still it's true. It seems like there's some type of harchaka that we're more concerned with cutting cheese than cutting bread. We'll get back to that question in a minute. But that's the way the Taz says we paskin. Now the Shach, in the commentary and in the Nekudas HaKesef, disagrees. And he says, no. The purpose for Ni'itz is only because of Mamashos. It's nothing to do with Blios. It's only because of the Shamnunis. And therefore, he paskins, even for cutting bread, you need to do Ni'itza. And he quotes a Tars Chatas that writes this explicitly. Right? Now, it's a little schwer, because the Makor said it's because of not bar not. And the Shach doesn't address this, but it could be the Shach understood that the Rash was makel because Ktsas Shamnunis, we say not bar not, or something like that. And therefore, maybe he held that even though there is a little bit of Shamnunis, it's mutter for the bread because of not bar not, but we reject that and we say it's aser. So what comes out then? Lamais is like this. The Shach is one step more machmir than a Taz in all three cases. What do I mean, all three cases? So let's do the Shach's three cases and then the Taz's three cases. So to cut bread, according to the Shach, you need to do Ni'itza. Why? Because of Shamnunis. To cut cheese, according to the Shach, you need to do Hagala. Now, why not? If Ni'itza works to get rid of the Shamnunis, why should the Shach say you need to do Hagala? In Lechori, you have to say it's some type of Harchaka, some type of Chumrah, but not Mikra Din. And then the Shach notes that there's a minhag to be even more machmer that's cited by the Ramah. And the minhag then is to not even cut bread unless the Shach says you don't have any other knife, and then you could be makel to cut bread temporarily. You don't have to be choshish for the chumrah of the marshal.
Isn't the second din of the Shach against the Gemara?
Why?
Whereas, like Rabbi said, it's the case for the goyim, the head that was the mitzvah.
So that's a question, and that's what I said, that this chumrah of the Shach is a harchaka. The harchaka was said about that you should have fleshik knives and milchik knives and not use your fleshik knife to cut bread for a milchik meal. That's not mikra din, because like you said, mikra din, the itza works. And that's what the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara is talking about a case. You're a guest at a guy's house and he's trying to cut you a piece of esrog. So then, the itza works. Right? That gets into the other issues because it's esrog charif, but we'll leave that for now. Okay. That's the psak of the shach. The Taz says, no, when you want to cut bread, so then all you need to do is kinuach. And the Aruch HaShulchan thinks we paskin like the Taz in this respect, at least if you have kinuach hetev. You want to cut bread with your fleshig knife, as long as you do kinuach hetev, it's mutter. When you want to cut cheese, so then you need to do ne'itza. And again, not clear why, but you need to. And then he says the minhag is that it's mutter through washing it for bread, but not for cheese. That's the way the Taz paskins. Okay. The Ramah sounds like half the Shach and half the Taz, because in terms of the first shayla of bread, it sounds like ne'itz from the Ramah, ne'itz only works for bread, right? He doesn't say like the Taz that ne'itz works for meat, because he said you're allowed to do ne'itz for bread. If you're allowed to do ne'itz even for cheese, then he should say that. But at the same time, it sounds like the Taz that
ne'itz works for cheese.
Yeah. No. Ne'itz doesn't work for cheese. That in terms of to be miyache to sakinim, that's dafka with respect to cheese, but not bread. Right? It sounds like there's no minhag. It's mutter even l'chatchila to wash it. And that's what the Shach disagrees with. Okay, fine. Anyway, an interesting shaila is like this. So the Ramah here writes that you should have separate knives and also separate silverware and separate dishes, and you should put the siman on the milchik one. It's kamina kerem biavne. Fine. So, how far does this go? So one common shaila that you asked a little earlier this year is, what about glasses? So everybody knows that the old minhag was to have one set of glasses. Also growing up, I told you we didn't just have the salad kula, we had the glasses kula. Like I said, keep everything par. To have one set of glasses for milchiks and fleshiks, because nobody uses glasses for hot things anyway. My grandparents would actually have tea and hot glasses. But anyway, nobody, for the most part, people only use glasses for cold foods. So what are you worried about? So some people say, that was in Europe, glass was expensive, and the like. Nowadays, Hashem, it's so cheap, you should be machmir. I've heard that. Others say, well, it depends. If you wash your glasses in the dishwasher, then maybe you should be more machmir, because maybe a dishwasher is like a kli rishon, ala'esh, and the like. So I asked Rabbi Willig today, and he said, if you want to be machmir, I said, should one be machmir nowadays? He said, if you want to be machmir, be machmir. So I said, what does Rebbe do? He says, we have one set of glasses. So that much he knew. He didn't have to ask his wife. So,
does he own a dishwasher?
So I'm not sure. I forgot. Stomach he does, but I don't know. You never know. I remember Ray Willett complained a couple years ago when they like swapped out his old 45-year-old stove when he like went on vacation. All right. Yeah.
Would it directly from the sink directly be better than the itza?
So, no. Iuri from the sink is not as good as an itza. Some poskim say if you like rub it with steel wool, then that's like an itza. You know, it's an interesting question. We'll talk about it more when we get to Njunzman, right? How dafka are those rules? Does it have to be 10 times? Right? Some poskim say no. You steal wool, so that's equivalent to itza. We're going to actually see, we'll get to it soon, that Rabbi Willick, for example, assumes that the halacha, the assumption that knives are dirty, is no longer true. Meaning to say, our knives are clean, even though we don't do nitza. This because, you know, that's hachush machush. Go into your fleshig drawer in your house, and you won't see that the spoons and the forks are clean and the knives are full of shamnunis, right? Minastam, all of our knives are even clean, and that's going to be important for bedievit cases. For lechatchila cases, obviously, you should use, like the Rama says, you should use a fleshig knife for fleshigs and a milchig knife for milchigs, assuming that one is available. But for bedievit, when you mess up, we'll see that many poskim don't assume that you have to assume that your knife was actually dirty. Okay, so adkan peites.